controlled.
KO4 HK. Good morning, Tom.
Patrick, I'm just headed back to the horse pistol. And I went home last night, and my daughter stayed with Bernice, and got a good night's sleep.
Ask how Miss Bernice is doing.
The MRI come back good last night, and there was no strokes to the brain, so you couldn't ask for more than that. Now we got to see what we can do to get this problem corrected. The doctors are supposed to be in after a while, and I'm sure they're going to want to put a stent or auger that carotid artery out. It's really blocked about 90%, they said.
I think I missed something here. I thought she just went in for an eye.
She did, and she had a stroke, and the blood clot went to her eye, Patrick. And they didn't expect her to get any vision back in that eye, and some of the peripheral vision has come back, but it's not expected to do much better than that. But that's okay. I love her anyways, and by golly, we'll get by.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tom, but I'm glad that it's no worse than it is. Well, I guess is the best way to say that, but we will definitely be praying for you guys.
KP2HXS.
Hi, David. Good morning. Yeah, we can use all that we can get for sure. And it could have been much worse. Could have been a stroke that hit her brain and paralyzed her or something. So we're very fortunate in that respect. Go ahead, David.
Did something happen, Tom? Did I miss something?
Yeah, Bernice had a stroke and it went to her eye, and we come out of Ollie's 2 days ago and it just went black on her right eye. And time we went to the retinal specialist, and they said nothing could have been done if she hadn't got to the hospital within 90 minutes, and we had no idea what was going on. So that was an impossibility, but she's lost a lot of vision in that eye, but they figure a piece off of the carotid artery that's blocked up broke off and went up to the optic nerve there and did the damage.
Oh, my gosh. Tom, I'm so sorry. I'll keep her in my thoughts and prayers. Patrick, over to you.
I hate to hear that, but I'm just glad it wasn't any worse than what it is, and she's still with us and can go around and keep slapping you around when she gets out of the hospital.
You don't realize how much they mean to you until something like that happens, and then, I mean, I did, but Jiminy, just getting ready this morning and getting my foot brace on and getting my own breakfast and things that you take for granted after many, many years together. We've been, it'll be 55 years in March, and I guess it's ignorance by complacency. Go ahead, David.
Pardon you, I just didn't, I just wanted to interject there for a minute and just, you know, pop in and make sure you're okay with everything. Are you okay, or, I mean, you know, I guess, is she going to be okay? What's the prognosis?
There must be in a ditch spot here or something, Patrick, at St. Mark Road.
But Dave was asking if her prognosis was good and if you needed anything.
It did there for a minute. I don't know if it was my radio or the repeater, Patrick. Over.
If you can't hear me, then it must be your radio. But I am at my next destination, so Tom, I'm gonna, if you can hear me, I'm going to say 7-3s and definitely be praying for you and Miss Bernice. Dave, maybe you can try and help him out a little bit there. KO4HKX, I'm clear. 7-3.
Tom, can you hear me okay? KB2HXS.
Yeah, I guess I was just in a very much dead spot. I was at St. Mark and Wade Hampton here, headed to the west, and now everything's great.
Yeah, I would probably say the repeater is the issue. I mean, I don't know. I'm experiencing that also. You know, there's a few more dead spots than I remember. But no, I was asking, is everything okay, what the prognosis is, and if you need anything, you know, if you need help in anything.
But really, really appreciate that. No, we're fine, and the prognosis is probably surgery, hopefully tomorrow, and get her back out of there in a day or so. Because she is not happy in that hospital, as I don't think any of us would be.
So in, okay, okay. Well, I've got a few, I got some running around to do today, and I don't have a real busy, busy week as of right now. That could change and the phone starts ringing, but certainly if you need anything, I'm not too far from you, so give me a holler.
No, just for Bernice to get well, and because we're always together, and last night it was terribly silent, put it that way. Anyways, talk to you later, Dave. This is N0TR.
All right, Tom, have a good day, my friend, and take care, and like I say, just keep in touch. N0TR, KB2HXS, be standing by.